Hi, I'm Jason Roussel. I'm the managing director of I2Q. I2Q are a software company working in the UK education sector. We develop everything from kind of large-scale managed services for schools and local authorities, right down to specific apps for the kind of desktop. About 18 months ago, we were in the process of developing an application for delivering online teaching and learning to one of our major clients. Silverlight appeared on our radar. It looked like a pretty cool technology. It meant that we could do some of the cool immersive UI type work that we were interested in. So we adopted that technology. It was a pretty major development, enterprise kind of scale. We're aiming to deliver this application to about 150,000 students and teachers, and it was pretty important. It was part of their kind of everyday school life that they'd be using this application. What Silverlight did was gave us a kind of opportunity to break the mold, to come up with a kind of new way of delivering this kind of content and functionality. We saw it was really important to engage the students, kind of, you know, the Xbox generation, kids who are used to kind of really rich, immersive kind of experiences. And a lot of the applications that they were used to in this space were pretty staid and boring kind of website type applications. So we really wanted to go to town and give them a kind of completely new way of accessing this kind of information and content. And Silverlight gave us that opportunity. So that application went to market about 6 months ago. It's been really, really popular. And we're now working on a new application in Silverlight 3 this time, which is to enable parents to kind of see all the information that schools keep about their children, things like attendance and their grades and that kind of stuff, but in a kind of really interesting way. So if I'm a parent, I can log into the system, I can see, yes, my little Johnny's in school today and he's just had maths and this homework was set, and, you know, I can follow their progress at school and hopefully kind of help, you know, in their learning in that way. The application that we're building is kind of, it's very content rich. There's a lot of charts, a lot of graphs, a lot of kind of data representation, data visualization. These are kind of things that are built into the Silverlight 3 framework, so you've got a lot of ready-made controls. But the key thing for us was it needed to kind of adopt our visual style. It needed to be a kind of really rich and engaging kind of look and feel. And the beauty of kind of Silverlight, obviously, is it's built on declarative XAML, which means that you can pretty much make any control look exactly how you want it to look. And as a result of that, we're able to kind of build on the power of Silverlight, the power of .NET, adopting these kind of ready-made controls, but make them look exactly how we want them to look. So we end up with a completely custom application that completely fits our and our customers' needs. When we took the decision to adopt Silverlight, it was obviously a pretty significant learning curve to begin with. We got a in-house .NET developers, and obviously there's a kind of skill set to draw on there. But I think the biggest challenge was getting our developers and designers to kind of understand each other and kind of work together well. Silverlight fortunately provides the kind of tools to make that possible, and we found quite quickly that we'd gone from being a development-led organization to a UX-led organization. And a lot of the things that perhaps previously developers would have said no to, suddenly they were kind of agreeing to. And we kind of produced things that I think previously we wouldn't have dreamt about producing, simply because the tool set gave us for the first time really the opportunity to kind of realize some of our ambitions. One of the big changes that's happened recently with the way we work with Silverlight is MVVM. So MVVM is a kind of pattern that's emerged, and it kind of helps you structure and organize the you kind of UI and the code behind. And what that's meant is that we found a really happy place where developers feel kind of completely confident that they can contribute and they're controlling the parts of the application that they need to, but it gives complete free rein for designers to go away and do their thing. And when the two sides kind of meet and we put the thing together, it actually works, and we're kind of able to kind of work quite harmoniously like that. That's a very recent development. Prior to MVVM, we kind of struggled a little bit, but I think going forward, Silverlight 3, MVVM, and Sketchflow represent kind of great opportunity to kind of develop that further.
This is the Atollo app. One of the things you'll see straight away is that it's kind of a full screen app played in the browser. One of the things we liked about Silverlight was the ability to kind of create a full window in the system. So here we've got a teacher logged in. These are the classes that they teach. It's kind of nice navigation there on the left. And they can kind of open up these windows that kind of stack on top of each other. And it gives them access to this information in a way that's kind of much more dynamic and interesting than it would be in a kind of typical kind of website. One of the key features of this application is the ability to customize it. So one of the things you can do in here is kind of, you've got a gallery of background images that you can choose from. You just kind of click on a background and it changes it for you. It uses the Silverlight isolated storage to store that, and that kind of follows you around wherever you go.
So I'm Nick Harewood and I'm the user interface lead at Synetrix ITQ Limited. I'd say it has changed certainly my approach towards software and developing for the web, or my expectations from it anyway. I recently went back to do an HTML and CSS website recently, and I found myself incredibly frustrated. I just wanted to get straight to the design and the interface, which you can do with Silverlight and Blend. Especially with Blend 3, now that we've got a view on the code in Blend, and we don't have to go into Visual Studio. But we're also finding that the developer is using Blend more. We've encouraged them to do this because with our fairly complex application, it's important that Blend is able to display all the data and all the other things that we need to consider in the user interface. We've adopted a model view model architecture for our latest application, which has made things a lot easier for a fairly complex application to separate the UI from some of the more complex data. When the UI is reliant on data, it's with working with Silverlight 2, we ran into quite a lot of problems just in terms of being able to view things in Blend and work on them. But with Blend 3 and the sample data function, we've managed to get a pretty streamlined workflow going from XML sample data to be able to link up to real data coming through from the development solution. Or we sit down with the developer and sort of define what the data is going to be, and then we can each go off on separate paths and then converge a little later down the line.